Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I'm back in the studio, I think. Is it for the first time since Portugal? I don't know, Ian Ryan.
You're looking well, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You're looking well. You're looking
that was
well.
What you were meant to say and think. Yeah. And you've said it, and I trust you think it. Hi, Keo.
Hello, Rob. You okay?
I am very okay. As I was saying to both these chaps, they've both been in my ears all my time in Portugal, listening to their stuff and nodding in violent agreement to a story that just won't quit. And it's the Alexander Isak saga, as it's now becoming, it was destined to become. You don't get record British 150 million quid signings over the line in a heartbeat, do you? Ian, I first want to check your emotional pulse on this before we start drilling down into the hows and whys and wherefores. I'm so invested in this. I don't think I've ever been as invested in a transfer, such that the £70 million Ekitike and what? Luis Diaz, my favourite Liverpool player of all time, has left, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't handle a universe where this doesn't happen.
I know what you mean. I think now it's got to this point, I think everyone is, I wouldn't say expecting it, maybe that's going a little bit too far, but I think...
I don't think it is.
Maybe it's not. A lot of Liverpool fans now are certainly absolutely hopeful that it does happen, and there's a direction of travel now where I think you've put it on your agenda. Just some of the comments that are coming out of Newcastle's camp, and by that I mean Eddie Howe, you know, his language has softened massively, and even when he's trying to put a positive spin on things, he's ending it with a bit of a negative in that they haven't really got control of this situation. Now obviously he is under contract, so They could force him to stay, but then what does that do to kind of morale around the squad? You can't imagine it helps with what they're trying to achieve